Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Saret
Sands. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to the broadcast radio listed audience. I am your host, Saret Sands, and you know God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved. Well, you know, it is so. It is so. And we're coming to you all the way live from here from sunny South Florida. And, of course, this month is National Men's Health Month. And we're coming to you with another great broadcast in health. And we've been bringing you out throughout the month of May. Great topics in minority health, and we had Dr. Holder on, and I would just invite you to go back and listen to the broadcast. If you can't come in with us live, you know, this is a movement. This is not just a moment. This is a movement. So, you know, you need to join in, get in where you fit in, and just be a part of this movement, be a part of this movement in health, health promotion, health and wellness. We have many opportunities for you to come in as an individual, as a group, as an organization. We want to promote health in our communities. Our vision is a people that are whole, nothing missing, nothing lacking, coming into that fullness of the new Adam that was ordained for you from the beginning, from the foundation of the earth. So we just invite you to join us, invite you to just chime in, be a part of this movement, this health movement, this movement in health. And, of course, like I was telling you, this month is Men's Health Month. And I'm going to give you a little bit of background of Men's Health today and Men's Health Month, and then we're going to talk a little bit about some top issues, some top five health concerns of men. And we might go into a little bit more than the top five, but we're going to talk about the top five as well, give you a little bit of background information about that. And we're going to discuss an article, a recent article that was in WebMD's Health, you know, discussing health threats that men face and risks as they get older. So we just have a power pack time of health and wellness information for you. I invite you to go ahead and call someone, ask them to dial in. I ask you to just go ahead and be a part of what we're doing. I mean, you won't be sorry. I tell you, you won't be sorry. We're on Blog Talk. blogtalkradio.com/AlphaHealth. You'll find us there, as well as we have the monthly newsletter. Please go ahead and subscribe to that as well. You can go on the website at www.alphahealthrx.com. We have three wellness programs that we're going to be able to afford you. We have nutritional supplements that'll really make you feel like, remember, what's his name would say on Good Times? He would say, get dynamite. I tell you, you're going to feel dynamite if you just, but I tell you, you got to start somewhere. You got to look that person in the mirror. Like, we'll quote a famous a person that said a quote, said, "I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm hoping that I can make a change." So first person you got to start with is you. Then your brothers, your sister, your wife, your family members, other people will join in, and they will follow you down that road called health and wellness and health improvement. So we're going to get started. We're going to come right back from our broadcast, and then we're going to give you a little bit of information on Men's Health Month, and then we'll go right on into the broadcast. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the broadcast, radio listen audience. I'm your host, Sarette Sands, and you know God wants you whole in every area of your life. Well, this is Men's Health Month. And you know, Men's Health Month, it was started by a congressional act, and the Act of Congress that started a program, and it was celebrated all across the country with screenings, health fairs, media appearances, and health education and outreach activities. And so we use different media, different format to celebrate men and Men's Health Month. Of course, if you want to wear your blue, this is the time. If you got some very nice blue colors that you want to wear, also we'll have, a lot of churches will be celebrating Men's Day this month, there's also Father's Day. You know, of course, all that go together: Father's Day, Men's Health. It's all about the men this month, okay? And of course, the purpose of Men's Health Month is to heighten awareness and of those preventable problems and encourage early detection and treatment of disease among men and boys. This month, we'll give healthcare providers, public policymakers, politicians, media, and different individuals will encourage men and boys to seek regular medical advice and checkups and to get early treatment for any disease or injury that they may face. The response has been very good, and so we want to just encourage everyone to get a part, be a part of Men's Health Month. It's all about the men. It's all about men. Well, you know, not just this month. Hopefully we'll go away from this and remember that to be aware, you know, to turn on the light, to be aware, be conscious of doing those things that will make you healthier. Do it for the loved ones in your life. Of course, some statistics, I'm going to tell you maybe the good and the bad. So, unfortunately, the truth is that men die at higher rates than women for all the top 10 causes of death. Why don't men take better care of themselves? And I know you probably, those of you, if you're listening in, if you have those men or even the men, you know, sometimes you don't want to go to the doctor, and sometimes you say, I'm all right. So some of the information that's being shared, you know, with regard to that, some of the top 10 health diseases are heart disease, cancer, stroke, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, let's not leave out accidents, pneumonia, influenza, diabetes, suicide, kidney disease, and liver cirrhosis. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Well, it seems like I went a little further than 10 there, huh? But, of course, we know about heart disease, cancer, stroke, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and so we added pneumonia, kidney disease, and some other diseases to that. But, you know, so men, you know, die younger than women. But, you know, we can turn that around, okay, because a lot of times I give you the news, but then I want to give you hope. This first we just have to report the information, and then we talk about what we can do about it. In 1920, women outlived men only by 1 year. Today, the CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control, the figures show that life expectancy gap has widened. On average, women survive men for over 5 years. Anyone who is not connected to a physician or get regular screenings for major health problems is at a greater risk. So the message there is get your health screenings, get your health checks. And, you know, a lot of times we give information, we share different information with Alpha Health, and we, you know, there's a lot of exciting apps out there. There's a lot of exciting, I mean, if you're one of those electronics people or you go to Best Buy, they have different fitness apps now. There's all kind of ways, also on your phone. There's like tons and tons. If you don't know any, just, you know, get in touch with us. We'll give you several different applications that you can just have to keep track of your blood pressure, your sugar. Keep track of, you know, even your fitness, how much, if you're walking, you're running, how much calories you're burning, what types of exercise you're doing, you know, so that you can make it exciting, okay? So this is your journey and your excitement in health. If you don't know your cholesterol numbers, get checked. So, you know, as early as starting, and some people feel like it's too early to get started, but even if you're 20 years old, 30 years old, you know, get the blood sugar, get your cholesterol checked. And so, you know, as you get older, as we know, sometimes, you know, as you get older, 40 years old, 50, you know, certain ages, your body naturally goes through some changes, but that's not that you can't do certain things to combat that. You don't have to just, like, take this lying down, so to speak. An average annual rate for heart disease and complications rises for 1,000 men when you approach age 35 to 44. The statistics show that there is an increase, and then, of course, 68 per 1,000 with ages 85 to 94. For men, heart disease begins to manifest about 10 years earlier than women. So that's something to keep in mind. You know, so if there's a husband and wife, just, you know, you check with each other. You encourage each other to go and get your checkup, go and get your health test, knowing that also that, you know, our men, we have to encourage them more and more because a lot of times often they have more in more factors that may affect them, especially if they don't feel the need to go and get early checkups. And just a few more risk factors for heart disease. And these risk factors may, some of them apply to men and women, but we're talking about men. Increased age, this here as far as the American Heart Association and the risk factors for heart disease for all male and female. Increasing age, you know, and again, so a risk factor in general includes being a male. So interesting enough, to be a male, you have an increased risk factor of heart disease. Okay, again, I'm just giving you the information, but, you know, we'll talk about ways we're going to combat this. Increasing age, a family history. Folks with a family history of heart disease are at greater risk. So African-Americans, Mexican-Americans, Native Americans, and so on and so forth, sometimes those races have a little bit more heart disease that are found within those particular populations of people. Smoking, of course, is a risk. And I know some people have developed this early on, you know, even at a young age. And sometimes smoking was considered healthy popular, or it was considered in to be an in crowd. But, you know, now I'm just going to say, if you're smoking, you'll stand out like a sore thumb. That came from me. That was a quote from me. And high blood cholesterol, high blood pressure, lack of physical activity or physical inactivity are risk factors for heart disease. Obesity and overweight. I know there's a lot of talk about obesity, a lot of talk about being overweight. By the way, those are two different things. This goes by the body mass index, and so it depends on where your weight is for your height. There's a certain weight that you should have for a certain height, and so everyone just be aware of your BMI or body mass index. And so sometimes when you're overweight, that means that you're just slightly over the goal, your goal weight for your height. If you're 5'8", you know, and depending on how tall you are, there's a certain weight. I believe the range might even be between 135 and 150. So if you go over a certain weight for your height, there's a range when your body mass index goes over 30, okay, then you can get into an obese situation. So just be aware that because people say overweight, obesity, many people are overweight, and don't panic. But, you know, if you're there, just remember that it's just a knowledge and information so that you can begin to watch your diet, exercise, and so forth. I've even heard people say, well, I don't want to even, don't tell me about body mass index. I have big bones. Don't tell me anything. Don't tell me that. I tell you what, even if you have big bone or whatever you say, and you do, you exercise, you eat right, you do the things that are going to improve your weight, your fitness, tone your muscles, walk, improve your heart rate. I mean, you will not lose, okay? And diabetes is one other risk factor for heart disease. Okay, so we've been talking about some health concerns and things that we can do to combat that. We're going to take a quick break, and I want to come back and just give you a little bit more in the last segment of the broadcast, a little bit more information, a little bit more insight as far as health and health improvement in men, and just a little bit more information there. I tell you, I hope you're enjoying this broadcast. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back, radio list audience. We're so glad that you're tuning in to Health by Design radio program. I am your host, Sarette Sands. You know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. I hope you believe that today, beloved. Well, it is so. And we're talking about Men's Health Month. We've been giving you some information, I guess the good, bad, and ugly, but, I mean, well, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. So just talking a little bit more, we were talking about some of the top health concerns and areas that you need to be aware of. But again, I want to report the good news. The good news is that if you start now, quote from one of our famous musicians of all time, the greatest, he says, I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm hoping I can make a change. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. So I can tell you what, all you got to do is stand up, take a look at yourself, start thinking about what do I change. Well, first, you know, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. I mean, of course, God didn't make any junk. So first of all, I want you to look yourself in the mirror and say that I'm a beautiful, I'm prosperous, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Then after that, you might say, well, you know, I could tone up my muscles a little bit more. I can eat right. I can do some other things right. So we talked about cardiovascular disease and cholesterol. Sometimes those are, of course, cholesterol, come certain foods, there is good fats and bad fats. And, of course, not all fats are bad. It's omega-3. You see people, and you go to the fitness store, we also have them, or the health store. You see flaxseed. You see omega-3 and 6. You see some of those. Those are called the omega-3 and 6 fatty acids. Those are called the good fats. Our brain and our vessels, certain parts of our body, you know, we need the good fats. As a matter of fact, when you talk about high cholesterol, you talk about total cholesterol, you have HDL and LDL. You have high-density lipoprotein and you have low-density lipoprotein. The high-density, actually, believe it or not, the high-density is the good one. The low-density is the bad cholesterol because it's lightweight and it floats and it sticks to your plaque in your arteries. So just an excess of plaque or excess of cholesterol is what causes plaque in the arteries and build up. And, of course, it has to do with exercise and food and so forth. Plaque will, you know, eventually, over time, if it's not dealt with, it will block arteries in the heart and brain. And that's very, very critical. And those arteries are very fine. You have the major artery going up and down, the carotid, but those smaller blood vessels in your brain and your heart and those smaller ones, you can't afford to get those clogged. So let's just, you know, look at, you know, eating right and exercising, doing the things that we can. Just to let you know, omega-3 and 6 and flaxseed have shown, and there's studies now showing that those supplements can help add to the good cholesterol and lower the bad cholesterol. So a few more facts as we try to move forward in the broadcast. So men's average age for death from cardiovascular disease is under 65. Now, that's not a good pleasant statistic, because 65 is not that old now. So if you want to live, like someone said, the first 100 years are the toughest. If you can just get through, and now that people are living longer, so under 65 is not a good statistic, but again, we can turn that around. So so that's for health disease. So women tend to catch up about 6 years later. So women at about 70, 72 need to be concerned. So what we want to do, again, you know, work on physical fitness, cardiovascular fitness, walking, strength training, all those things to strengthen the heart. Dr. Holder gave a great podcast. If you've been listening to that podcast, she took us from A to Z, from what we need to eat, what we need to do, to exercise, even standing up for a few minutes at your desk, stretching, doing small segments of exercise, control your blood pressure. We're just talking about some other ways that we can prevent heart disease, control your blood pressure, increase your physical activity again, 30 minutes per day, eat more fruits and veggies. Fruit and veggies matter. All fruits and veggies matter. You got to get more fruits and veggies, okay? So eat more fruit and less trans fats. So how do we eat less trans fats? We have to be able to begin to read our food labels and determine what is the right thing to eat, what is not the good thing to eat, okay? Also think about the children. Think about what's being served at the dinner table, what they're eating, what they, you know, what they need to stay away from. Cancer, you know, we talk a little about cancer. We don't like that word. That is a terrible. Some people don't even want you to say the word cancer. But remember some of the things that contribute: smoking, tobacco, cigarette smokes. I don't even like secondhand smoke. So if somebody's smoking, they say, well, excuse me, I have to go now. But, you know, politely, but, you know, so we don't want to get smoke firsthand or secondhand smoking, cigarettes, and tobacco, okay? So that's just one way we can try to help change the diet, get more fruit and veggies. Now, another biggie for men is prostate, not just prostate cancer, but prostate enlargement. As we know, as men get older, their prostate tends to increase. That's by just a natural or physical occurrence. The prostate is a walnut-sized gland behind the penis that secretes fluids and important for ejaculation, and the prostate is prone to, but it's happened to be prone to, it's very important for men, but it's prone to some problems as men age. Okay, so so they want to get a regular diagnostic checkups, and, you know, even, now the statistics talks about 1 in 35 men dying from prostate cancer, but they're slow growing. So, I mean, if you catch early, just go and get your checkup. I know, again, this goes back to men getting their checkups and not really wanting to go to the doctor, but we want to encourage you to go and get that screening. They'll do a PSA screening. They'll do a blood test, and then they'll do a physical exam. I mean, hey, it's not going to be like every week. If you go just get that exam done, you know, you'll be glad that you did. Couple more things: depression. People don't like to talk about mental health. They don't like to talk about depression, suicide. But men are at risk because sometimes men, not just older men, because we're going to talk about how sometimes the mood tends to change because of the amount of testosterone. As men get older, you know, sometimes it's men getting a little, like men, menopause, they're getting a little grumpy and whatnot. But again, we combat that by healthy attitude, healthy meditation. Even the Word of God is good to meditate on, change your outlook. Changing your face, just changing your mental, decreasing stress, because the brain chemicals and stress hormones, sometimes people are out of balance, their sleep, their appetite, their energy level is disturbed and those kind of things. So we want to encourage you to get those, checkups and things that you need to get checked up on. And as we get ready to close here, I'm going to give you maybe one more area, you know, a little bit more information, and then we'll get ready to close the broadcast. I hope you're enjoying this broadcast today. We've been talking about men's health. This is Men's Health Month. It's all about the men. Let's show the men some appreciation. Let's show them some love. Let's encourage them to go get health and get healthy, get fit. Let's get done. Diabetes. Diabetes, and there was another topic here. We were going to try to talk a little bit about erectile dysfunction. These are some of the things that people don't necessarily want to talk about or want to be faced with. But, these are things that we just want to be aware of. Diabetes is a silent health risk for men. I would go as far as say it's not just silent for men. It's silent for anyone. You have to get your blood. Sometimes I'm even being asked, and sometimes it's being asked, is it the amount of sweets and sugar and candies? I mean, really, to be honest, those are contributing factors because anytime that anything is going to raise your glucose levels in your blood, the circulating glucose in your blood is increased, then the insulin has to go from the pancreas, has to be released, it has to chase after all that glucose and get that glucose level down. So what happens when you eat a lot of sugar and you don't exercise and you sit around and you watch TV? And, I mean, your body, your kidneys and everything, pancreas has to work double duty because we got to get rid of this. It's got to get rid of that sugar in the glucose. So a lot of the cookies and cakes and ice cream and pies and all that is composed of simple sugar. Somebody says, well, doesn't fruit have some sugar in it? Yes, there's sugar in fruit, even carrots, which I love. Has a high glycemic index. That means it has a high sugar content. But guess what? The sugar in fruits and veggies, is a complex carbohydrate, and your body has to do work. Your body has to break that down. Such as there's other vitamins and nutrients, and there's antioxidants. There's so many benefits of eating fruits and vegetables that it outweighs any concern. Except for people who are diabetic, they sometimes they'll watch and monitor the amount of of sugar that they get from fruits and veggies. But other than that, go for it. I always say eat as many fruits and vegetables as you can. So high sugar level is also is as quoted as high sugar. As we say here, high sugar level or diabetes. There's nothing sweet about that, right? Okay, so if you're overweight, you want to get the weight down. 30 minutes. We talked about 30 minutes of physical activity daily. And you know, we didn't get a chance to go into. I wanted to talk a little bit about erectile dysfunction and things like that because that still is a concern of men. Remember, women, we may not be a concern of women, but it's a concern of men. And what we're talking about is all about men, encouraging men, give them encouragement, give them health tips, health tools, and so they can be whole in every area. Well, I won't say I kind of hate to say, disappointed to say that we're out of time. Just about out of time now, but I hope you've enjoyed this broadcast. Please friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You know, give us go to the website www.alphahealthrx.com. It's all about your health. It's Men's Health Month, so we'll bring you some exciting topics and some guests this month. And we ask you to tune in again. Again, until next time. God wants you whole in every area. Bye bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit